Welcome back, Soul Fam. You're with myself, Hazel Halley. This is for the super new moon in Aquarius on the 21st of January, 2023. This is a collective reading for a personal tarot and oracle reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, hypnotherapy, or sound therapy. Head over to my website, CosmicAngel555WeekSite.com. Serious inquiries only, please. And if you would like to make an inquiry, you can head over to my Gmail, CosmicAngel555@gmail.com. So just to let you know, beautiful souls, if you are looking for a past life regression, USAI level 3 master degree is required before you dive into that. So check out the new year affirmations if you are doing them. I hope you are enjoying. Also, I hope you are enjoying the light language transmission that is up. I will also post up the transmission that I channeled from the Intergalactic Council last week, I think it was. And I do have an exciting announcement to make about finally getting some community together. So come join me at the Cosmic Book Club, where we will be reading, studying, and discussing the books I have lined up for us. Our first meeting will be at the end of February. We have 3 chapters to read. The book is Journey of the Souls by Michael Newton. Over 600,000 copies. I will be rereading. I have the PDF available for the students of the book club. It only costs $11.11 each month. That way you're not signed up to a yearly thing, and if you miss a month or can't make it. And the meeting audio will also be available for the student members of the book club. So email me for more information. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We already have our second book lined up. I am starting you guys off lightly with this first book. After this, we're going into Dolores Cannon. So I'll be excited to hear and see some of you there. There's already myself and 2 other beautiful soul sisters in the Cosmic Book Club. So excited, my nerdy Aquarius geekiness. Okay, sorry, we'll move on now. So just touching quick on how tired everyone was last week with Mars going direct, and also with Mercury going direct. Uranus will be direct on the 22nd. So there will be a lot of forward movement energy by then. Yay! So we are into Aquarius season and the super new moon on the 21st. Shoutouts and happy birthday to my Aquarius gang 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 gang. So Aquarius is an air sign, but it's represented by the water bearer. Just to confuse you. I'm only messing, hang on. The water bearer transmutes the emotions of the water element into air, into breath. Aquarius is a futuristic sign, very open to change in the world, very humanitarian, although we can get drained very quickly from too much people. Aquarius likes to be themselves and will stick up as well for anybody that is getting their power taken. Aquarius can see the big picture and can create great solutions to problematic situations. So this super new moon is bringing an amazing new fresh energy and beginnings. This is in 0 degrees, meaning it is highly potent for new paradigms. This is a potent time for setting intentions for the year ahead, as it is the first new moon and it is in 0 degrees. So how do you want to feel? What intentions do you want to set? What goals, dreams, desires can you send out clearly to the universe? How can you step more into your uniqueness, your quirkiness, your creativity, your energy, your soul, essence? This is what Aquarius is all about. How can you create outside the box and express your creativity, speak your truth and share yourself with the world? Some clarity and fogginess being lifted also from the shadow work done during Mercury and Mars retrograde. Being compassionate and patient with ourselves as we enter this new cycle after coming out of the shadows. Another energy that is active under this new moon is the asteroid Chirico. I'm just going to say I'm not pronouncing it right, but it doesn't matter. The asteroid of spirit medicine. This asteroid carries a highly potent healing and feminine energy. So this asteroid links in where our physical and astral bodies. Healing is a journey and a process, and there are many different ways and types and cycles, stages, layers, levels, dimensions to our healing. Where are you right now? What type of healing do you need? Do you need tools? Do you need to process? Do you need learning? Do you need to be guided? Do you need to take your power back? Our body knows exactly how to heal and is always talking to us. We just have to listen. But that's hard when the conditioning we have been brought up with has taught us to cut off that connection and run away to somebody else, give our power away to them for something that's only going to cover a symptom and not get to the root cause, because everything is energy, quantum physics. And by the time it comes out in a physical ailment in the body, the subconscious has been trying to give messages and messages and messages, and we've been ignoring them. Before I even get more into that, like, as we know, it's the liver, most of the organs regenerate every couple of months. The whole body literally regenerates itself. It knows exactly how to heal. But it is part of your journey to get back to ourselves as source beings and as co-creators of the universe. So we are going to take a moment to shift our awareness. We do have some powerful, amazing messages here ahead that we all need to hear. Let's ground our cord into Mother Gaia. And also up into the cosmos and Venus. Tune into our heart centers and the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. Okay, so Aquarius is ruled by the root chakra. So I'm going to play some root chakra frequencies. So, guys, we're getting stuck right into these amazing messages. Okay, so first card, overall energy that we're all working with for this new moon in Aquarius, super new moon, I should say, is the unexpected. So we are being guided here to leave room for the unexpected to occur. We're also being guided to build our resilience so these rare occurrences and miracles can occur. This is guiding us to really take advantage and set them intentions of the things that we really, really want to manifest. The big wishes, the miracle stuff that we'd be surprised that I manifested now. See that, feel it, know it. Know it's already there. And also take practical steps in helping the universe bring it forward. So, again, leaving room for the unexpected. Knowing that when we do, the universe can just deliver even more than what we thought was possible. So that unexpected is also linked in with Blue Moon, and maybe as well seeing somebody that you haven't seen in a long time. We're moving on to as well some astrology. One of the main planets that's around influencing the collective at this time is Venus. So as we know, Venus is all about our nurturing, our mothering, our self-love, our self-care, our values, our worth, our joy. So I feel like that's also coming in strong with that asteroid energy of the spirit medicine, of the feminine, of the healing. So definitely taking the time for some self-love and self-care and nourishment will help. I also got these little astrology dice and I rolled us some. So we do have the 10th house, we have Gemini, and then we have Saturn. As we know, Saturn's quite active as well at this time, but Saturn does rule over the 10th house, and the 10th house is our world. It's all about owning our world, our goals. Acquiring land can also come in there, planting seeds, farming, solid foundations. As I mentioned, Saturn is the ruler. With the Gemini, we have some twin energy coming in there. We have the light and dark, polarity and duality, as above, so below. Communication, mindfulness, and technology is also coming in there. That 10th house is also to do with our legacy, with success, with failures, with growth, with getting back what we give, and that's definitely with Saturn. Illusions being removed and our true self being disclosed, again looking at the bigger picture. So with all of that being said, tapping into that then with my intuition as my tool. So tapping into that with my intuition there, there's definitely going to be some new karmic cycles coming in around the physical and non-physical, in our physical lives and in our spiritual growth and journey. linking in also with everything we said there at the start, and also everything else I mentioned that's linking in, but basically that's the underlining vibe I'm getting off it. Also, technology is coming in strong there, so I feel like there will be upgrades in technology. Not only that, it's after coming back now with Mercury gone direct, but I'm feeling this as well for when Pluto goes into Aquarius for the couple of months in March. So, I don't know. Like, is it going to be 5G? I know that's kind of already out, but money and currency are I don't know. There's definitely going to be some unexpected shift in any way, some big change in technology. Again, using your discernment to tap into when that does come up for you in your life. But it's definitely coming up for the collective under this energy. So guys, hope you are enjoying so far. Got some energies, good energies there to start us off. I am going to move on to our next card, which is Earth Skill, Life Lessons, Soul Growth, Study, Higher Learning. So planet Earth is a great initiation for the soul, and life lessons are the curriculum, Mercury, for which we enroll. These aren't one-time lessons, but themes we choose to circle around, deepening our experience of them as we make our way through the spiral of life. Life lessons aren't only about getting it right, they're also about getting it wrong. Remembering that Earth is a planet of polarity helps with this understanding. Each year the study deepens more and more. If you pull this card while you're going through a difficult time, you're being prompted to remember that your soul came here to grow and learn. Try not to look at difficult times as getting it wrong. Instead, see them as opportunities for soul growth. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart through the highs and lows, your soul is most definitely growing, which is the whole point. Pulling this card can also mean that you're being called to embark on a new area of study or growth. Oh, it's the Cosmic Book Club and Reiki and all the other tools. Oh, I'm only messing. No, but it is. Where was I there? Hang on. Sorry, I got lost there. You're growing, learn. Try not to look at the difficult times as getting it wrong, instead as opportunities for soul growth. If you can find a way to grow and soften your heart through the highs and lows, your soul is most definitely growing, which is the whole point. Pulling this card can also mean that you're being called. Oh no, sorry, I already read that. This could. Mercury has only just gone direct, folks. It takes literally 2 weeks for that to get back to its full strength. So you can't blame me. And it's late. Pulling this card can also mean that you're. Oh, fucking hell, Hazel. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm sure you have all been feeling the same. Okay. This could be through structured learning, such as university, school, or training course. If you're having difficulties in a relationship, you're being reminded that there are opportunities for soul growth. After all, relationships are known as the number one way that we grow as souls while we're here on earth. Indeed. How are you being called to grow and learn? Oh yeah. Love it. How are you being called to grow and learn? As I was mentioning, me and my soul sis is working right now. I didn't say on what. But yeah, I will say we are actually redefining the angelic galactic Reiki, and we're bringing it back to its true origins. Both because we've brought it from Vega, from the cosmos, from different star planets, through Atlantis and Lemuria and the other root races, and a lot of it that's out there now is distorted in a way, because they're talking about giving your power away when we're all about taking our power back and working with our guides, because we are the bridge, we are the pillars. So I will bring up more about that, but you do have to have your level 3 Yusai Reiki before you go on that journey. So that's a requirement for that. So what are you being called to learn and grow and study? I know I have another few things on the cards as well, that I'm going to be doing as well this year and bringing. Oh, I'm excited about. I have a couple of things on my list. Because like that card said there, guys, it doesn't stop the lessons and the growth and expansion. That's why we came to Earth, to keep growing and expanding. We're source energy here. Fractured off, individually having human experiences, but at the end of the day, we want to keep experiencing and keep growing and keep learning and keep experiencing what the universe has to offer in all its glory. Okay, our next card is the Earth Star Chakra. So this is the first fifth dimensional chakra. It's below your feet, about 18 inches. Yeah, 18 inches, give or take. And this is connected to the crystalline grid of the earth. Archangel Sandalphon also works with the crystalline grid, and this is also all linked in with the angelic galactic Reiki, as is the 12 chakras. It's upgraded from the 7. So anchoring, grounded action, Isis energy. The Earth Star Chakra, found around, oh, these are saying 6 to 12 inches. Okay, we'll give or take the few inches. Below our feet is the energetic portal that connects us directly with the soul wisdom of Mother Earth. It is our gateway to the underworld of the earth, a space of sacred magic and mystery, where we will find a lot of the tools, gifts and skills the ancients used to connect with the earth and her wisdom. And I just want to say before I move on, beautiful souls, all of these tools, all of this knowledge that you are reactivating now, you've held in past lives. And occult means hidden knowledge, you know, that has been, which has been hidden. But it's not hidden any longer, especially when we are on our awakening of remembering. So the Egyptian goddess Isis appears on this card as our spiritual guide. She is the high priestess of the stars, who knows the importance of connecting with the underworld to stay grounded, aware and manifest all that we need to grow. Follow in her footsteps by connecting to your Earth Star Chakra. Anchor down and go digging within to find any parts of your magic wisdom and experiences you have pushed down, both in this incarnation and previous lifetimes. These tools could be helpful on the next phase of your journey. Imagine deep roots from the soles of your feet penetrating the earth and anchoring round a giant copper crystal star. Visualize stems of consciousness moving up into your feet. Receive them, then listen deeply. I would also say, guys, just visualize that going up a bit more as well, up into your feet and then also up into your root chakra, which is just located at the base of your spine, and connect it into that root chakra as well, then connecting it to your physical chakra, your physical body chakras. When you draw this card, now your Earth Star has been activated and the wisdom you once ignored is finally being acknowledged. Oh my God, I literally said that, didn't I, before I read it? Reactivating your old knowledge and wisdom. And the rejected parts of yourself have now been rediscovered. There is an opportunity for you to rediscover magic too, but stay firmly rooted in all of your endeavors. Let the earth hold and sustain you. Don't rush ahead. In fact, if you've been wondering if it's time to move forward, now that it isn't, stay put for the time being. Important information is about to be revealed. So wait and stay strong. This is a time of integration and rest rather than pushing forward. Great wisdom lies within you. Dive deep and find it, and trust yourself. You have more strength than you realize. So, well, beautiful souls, I do want to pick up on that last bit, because I did say as well at the start that there is going to be illusions being revealed with this energy coming in and more information, more clarity coming in. But as well, Mars is after going direct on the 12th. So if you are feeling the call for forward movement action, take it. If you are feeling the need for a rest, take it. In all fairness, I feel like this new moon is super new moon is a mix of both. Because we still have Uranus going direct as well on the 22nd, you know, so we have been working with a shitload of retrograde energy for a while, so it's just gonna take a little bit to just switch back into go mode. But what a lovely card, what a lovely message. Let's move on to the next one, which is willpower. Okay, so the tallest oak in the forest was once just a tiny nut that held its ground. Wow, I love that one. And I did also want to pick up on getting outside, guys, and getting grounded will really, 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 really help with the energy of this new moon, super new moon. If you can get out to the forest, if you can get out to the beach, definitely getting some time for stillness. There are days you feel as though you cannot sustain your energy or reach your goals. This can be disheartening, and indulging in unhealthy habits can be all too easy. This card serves as a reminder to you that it is time to turn what you already know into what you do. Willpower is the driving force behind your strength and determination. It is born from the willingness to change your present situation. I just have to pick up on that, beautiful souls, because that's why I always say serious inquiries only at the start, because you have to be at that place where you're ready to make change. And then the change can start to happen. But if you're not ready and you're not willing and wanting to, There's no point. You really have to hit that place and then start with that willpower and that determination to change. So It is born from the willingness to change your present situation. This inner power can overcome emotional and mental resilience and literally transform your life. The fourth step in developing willpower is finding the willingness to make change. This is the most important step as it forms into the motivating force you need to carry you through. The stronger your will, the stronger your ability to preserve and successfully achieve your goals. The second step to strengthening your will is applying discipline and focus. Although this step can be challenging some days, walk through it and just do what needs to be done. Willpower accomplished by self-discipline ultimately will lead to self-mastery instead of being a slave to unhealthy patterns. You didn't attain willpower and discipline. They are already inside you. Go now, reclaim your will and take back the reins of your life. The chakra associated with this is the solar plexus, which is located in between your rib cage. It is yellow in color. It is linked in with your courage, your willpower, your determination, your strength, and it's the third chakra, if we're going by the seven chakras and not the 12. And the exercise for that is to wake up earlier and dance or walk for 30 minutes. And the affirmation, I have the willpower and perseverance to accomplish anything I set my heart and mind to. So guys, we're moving on to, my first deck, Intuition Oracle. Oh. By Cosmic Angel 555. Okay, so some aspects that are being highlighted that will also help with the information that's just after coming up. So the first one is our inner child, then romance, higher perspective, downloads, and you Psy Reiki. So inner child is coming out strong, as is romance, and then as well higher perspective. I feel with the inner child and the romance coming out, the energy of Venus and also the energy of that asteroid, the healing asteroid, helping with the inner child. We're feeling safe, we're feeling secure. We also that connection with the inner child, doing something that your inner child would like, taking that time to just be in fun, in enchantment, in wonder at the world. Romance is coming in strong. This is romance on all levels, romance and love for ourselves, romance with the ones that we romance with. higher perspective, downloads, you Psy Reiki. Okay, so with seeing the higher perspective as well, it's bringing in a lot of downloads, and these are leading to your soul gifts, talents and abilities being activated. These downloads are also coming in through numbers, through angel numbers and numerology. And you Psy Reiki is an amazing tool. As I say, I always talk about it. You may be sick of hearing me talking about it, but it's changed my life. It's changed so many of my students' lives. It's changed my father's life. He's walking towards his level 2 now soon. And it will help so much. It will just help because he actually will need it. My granddad did pass there over the weekend. which actually helps with the downloads for the book that we're reading for the Cosmic Book Club. I remember when I started really going into the afterlife, into the journey of the souls, into our soul essence. It really, really helped with understanding as well what happens when we leave here, and understanding that death is only a transition as well. Although, of course, our human self still grieves, we still go through the process, we, you know, do that. But it has made such a difference with the transitions that I've experienced in the last while. Like I said, if you were listening, the last time me nanny went in July, just of last year, and they were a great age. They were a great age. They did have a great life, and they left, I think, 12 grandchildren or more, 3 or 4 children, and then great grandchildren as well. So the the legacy is carried on. But we do, we're here to enjoy life, guys, you know. So we can't enjoy them when we're replaying patterns all the time. I will also say that your Yusai Reiki is just an amazing tool for that as well. Like I said, Reiki helped when I was with me nanny when she was passing. I was holding her hands the whole time, and it helped her transition over easier. I hope that didn't put a dampener so far on the reading, but I was called to share, and it is part of life. You know, I literally had to come home after the funeral and then celebrate my daughter's birthday. Because that was already planned, you know. So that was two polarities of life in the one day. And that's what life is. You know, you celebrate the good, and you celebrate the not so good, because it's all the one at the end of the day. It's the same source energy having different experiences. So in a moment, we will be moving on to the Tarot. 0044. Sorry, guys, that's the number I'm after seeing there, if you just want to look it up. Oh my god, I'm just after seeing a little thing popping up saying heavy snow. I hope it snows next week when I go camping for the first time in a few months with my dad. Oh, I'm so excited, guys. If you've been following along, you know I love camping. I do solo camp as well. I hadn't been because I was working through a lot of stuff there last year, but we're heading for my birthday. Oh, birthday camp. And I just love if it snowed. We are after getting a cold blast, and it was like -4 Celsius there the other day, which is pretty cold. Yeah, I'd love it to snow, because Ireland never gets snow. Oh, that would be amazing. Just even once. Come on, guys. Okay, guys, we're moving on to tarot. So the first question that I asked for us as a collective for this super new moon in Aquarius is a card to represent the energy during this new moon. So, okay, what we, oh, lovely energy. So there's definitely some equilibrium coming in here in giving and receiving, in balance and harmony, in love on all levels, in the divine masculine and the divine feminine. I also feel it's like getting back to you and knowing that you're the one that you've been seeking. What my eye is drawn to here, because I did use the Starman Tarot, I would say this is probably one of my favourite decks. I'm drawn straight away to the Caduceus, which is linked in with Archangel Raphael, and also linked in with healing and activating the Kundalini energy, life force energy. So I definitely do also feel like that there's healing coming in with the divine masculine, divine feminine, and also in relationships. I feel like they're coming into a new level of synergy. The next question I asked was some fresh new ideas that will come to us, and for that I definitely feel like they're around not only healing the ancestral lineages and breaking free from stuck roots of limitations, old cords, threads and attachments. I do also feel it's starting to see the growth and lessons in life. I feel like there's going to be fresh ideas in ways to lift the load, lighten the load, release any heavy burdens that may be there. There's going to be new ways, new tools, new teams, new helpers, new guides coming in for that. The next question that I asked is something we need to free ourselves from. So we definitely need to free ourselves from having uncertainty, from being rigid and non-flexible. Again, leaving that room for the unexpected to come in, trusting in your divine blueprint, trusting that the universe has your back, trusting that life is happening to you, trust that the universe is working and bending with you. Now that you can take responsibilities of balancing life, balancing all the hats we have to wear, balancing the physical, balancing the non-physical. Balancing the skill of prioritizing, of being adaptable, of dealing with change, of adapting to different situations, having that strength to handle whatever comes our way. And we also need to free ourselves from any limiting beliefs of non-worthiness. And now that the fruits of our labor is coming in, the universe is asking us to step into this time of joy, of abundance, of new beginnings. The next question that I asked: how this new moon will set and add to the tone of the year. Okay, so there's going to be lots of ideas. There's going to be opportunities. There's going to be manifesting. There's going to be a lot of working with the subconscious, of using the downloads, using the imagination, tapping into the messages that we are getting. Knowing again that there's so much to learn, so much to discover, so much to experience, so much good to come. The next question I asked is what to set our attention on so the energy flows in that direction. So for that, it's definitely to, first of all, ourselves and our life force energy and our alchemy. We did get the Star Man. This is aka the Magician, which is aka the Reiki card as well. A lot of AKAs going in there, Hazel. But yeah, shifting our attention to our life force energy, to our ideas, to our intentions, to our values, and liberating ourselves, stepping into our creator energy. And the final tarot before we move on to the last card to wrap this up is a message from the universe. So the universe is asking us to take that step into our next chapter, into our next journey, bringing all our experiences of life, laughing at the game of life, knowing that you are playing your role, understanding the bigger picture, linking in the dots, seeing beyond good and evil, and moving back into oneness. Knowing that we have nothing to lose. Life is full of every sort of energy and experience. And we came here to enjoy and experience them all. Taking that risk of stepping into our next chapter, even though it may seem scary, there could be some diamonds underneath it. And when I say diamonds, I mean experiences, gems. And our final card to wrap this up is a galactic pattern that we are all working with as a collective. It is the Pleiades, and it is the present and sharing cultural ideas. So the Palladians are enthusiastic cosmic anthropologists. They love studying other cultures and interacting with them. Part of this is sharing the Palladian culture with other species as well. This is never to dictate what is right or wrong, but purely for the purpose of exchanging ideas. The natural curiosity is also within you, and this card is suggestion that you embrace this part of yourself a bit more. Don't be afraid to explore and share with others what you've learned, but do so from a place of neutrality and genuine loving kindness. Know that the ideas you share will help others on their spiritual journeys. This card refers to a time in Palladian history when they spread their cultural ideas through the galactic family, but never in a forceful way. Human history has shown that when evolved groups contact primitive groups, such as the Spaniards and the native people of Mexico, there is a tendency to conquer and wipe out the established indigenous culture. The issue is an important one for humans to heal, because once humans move out into space, that type of behaviour will not be compatible with the galactic community's protocols. An essential step in human evolution is to allow everyone to embrace their own culture and beliefs and to celebrate that diversity. If you pulled this card, it could mean many different things depending on your individual circumstances. It may mean that you have a Palladian lifetime in which you were once one of these cultural engineers who celebrated diversity and served as a teacher for our awakening planetary species. Or perhaps as a human now, you serve the function of bringing together different peoples and sharing ideas with no judgment or forcing of beliefs. It could also mean the opposite. Perhaps it is a warning to stop trying to push your beliefs on others, or maybe someone is doing that to you, and the message is to stand firm in your right to have your own beliefs and celebrate that difference. Look at your current circumstances to understand the more subtle meaning. Thank you, as always, for joining me for that guidance for the new moon in Aquarius. I will be back soon with some more guidance. I am so grateful for everybody that I have helped. I am helping and I will help in the future. Hope to see some of you beautiful souls at the Cosmic Book Club too. Enjoy this new moon. Namaste.